The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off this program talking about COVID. That's because concert promoter Live Nation will require all artists, crew members, and fans to show proof of full vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test in order to attend its events starting October 4th. The decision comes as COVID-19 cases rise across the country. Locally, Live Nation programs shows at the Ritz, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, and Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. The company had previously said it would allow artists performing at its venues to decide vaccination requirements for guests and staff. Bands including Maroon 5, Dead and Company, and The Killers announced that their shows would require proof of vaccination or negative COVID tests for all attendees. Local music venues have been announcing new policy regarding vaccinations and masks as well. Last week, Motorco Music Hall in Durham started requiring vaccination proof for all attendees of scheduled shows. In addition, temperature checks will be done at the door, and masks must be worn when guests are not eating or drinking. So, word to the wise, check just prior to any concerts that you're going to or indoor events to see what the latest restrictions may or may not be. It's very important because they are changing a lot. Each day, it seems that there's another edition of one or more than one event being changing its COVID-19 restrictions. All right. Moving on, let's talk about Tony Bennett. Legendary crooner Tony Bennett won't be performing live anymore, and the family says it's because of his health. Tony's 95 years old, and he's been fighting Alzheimer's disease since 2016, and his son, Danny Bennett, told Variety his famous father is officially retiring from live music and scrapping his 2021 tour dates. Tony's retirement comes on the heels of his recent sold-out shows with Lady Gaga, a two-night event at Radio City Music Hall in New York City, which was dubbed One Last Time. The problem for Tony, according to his son, is not the singing aspect of live performances, but the travel. The decision, according to the family, is being made that doing concerts now is just too much for him. We don't want him to fall on stage, for instance, something as simple as that. Tony's still able to sing, his son says, but the family was worried about the physical toll of traveling on a grueling concert tour. The Country Music Hall of Fame has announced its latest list of inductees. R&B legend Ray Charles, who helped redefine country music in the civil rights era, and Grammy-winning duo The Judds. Charles, who died in 2004, showed the commercial potential of country music when he released Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music in 1962, a genre-defying personal project to the Georgia-born singer and piano player. Charles grew up listening to the Grand Ole Opry, and his record, which was considered a risk at the time, became one of the best-selling country albums of the era. His version of I Can't Stop Loving You spent 5 weeks on top of the Billboard 100 chart and remains one of his most popular songs. He later recorded a duets album featuring country legends Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, and Johnny Cash. Naomi Judd and her daughter Winona were the most successful duo in country music in the 1980s, with more than a dozen number one hits, including Mama, He's Crazy, Love Can Build a Bridge, and Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days. Their unique harmonies, together with elements of acoustic music, bluegrass, and blues, made them stand out in the genre. At the time, in 1990, Naomi Judd announced her retirement from performing due to chronic hepatitis. Winona has continued her solo career. The Hall of Fame also announced a tie this year for the category of recording musicians between Eddie Bayers and Pete Drake. Bayers, a drummer in Nashville for decades who worked on 300 platinum records, is a member of the Grand Ole Opry Band. He regularly played on records for the Judds, Ricky Skaggs, George Strait, Alan Jackson, and Kenny Chesney. Bayers is the first drummer to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And finally, Drake, a pedal steel guitar player and a member of Nashville's A-Team of skilled session musicians, played on hits like Stand By Your Man by Tammy Wynette, and He Stopped Loving Her Today by George Jones. Drake, who died in 1988, is the first pedal steel guitar player to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. The formal induction ceremony will be held next year. The Hopscotch Music Festival is days away. The event is set for September 9th through 11th and will be an outdoor event only. In previous years, Hopscotch was held at various indoor venues throughout downtown Raleigh, with City Plaza and Red Hat Amphitheater hosting event headliners on outdoor stages. For the 11th annual event, the festival has opted for two main stages, City Plaza and Moore Square. Due to COVID-19 concerns, organizers said all official shows at these outdoor stages will operate at 75% capacity. Single-day festival passes are on sale now. On Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, Hopscotch is teaming up with Pop-Up Raleigh for an art market on Moore Square and Martin Street. Admission will be free to that event. An updated schedule is out for the rides at Raleigh's Pullen Park. The Pullen Carousel will operate Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays from 11 to 6, and then Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3. The Pullen Train will run 11 to 6 on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, then 2 to 6 on Saturdays and Sundays. Finally, the Kitty Boats will operate on Wednesdays from 11 to 6. The city indicates ticket cashiers may not be available all the time at the park, so you are encouraged to buy your tickets in advance online through RecLink. A reminder, there may be extended wait times for rides. A mask is required for the carousel and is strongly suggested at all other times. By the way, tickets are $1.50 each. IBMA World of Bluegrass is on the growing list of events updating coronavirus restrictions. Proof of vaccination will be required at all IBMA World of Bluegrass events that require registration or tickets in Raleigh next month. All indoor events will require masks as well. Events are scheduled throughout downtown Raleigh from September 28th through October 2nd. Organizers made the announcement based on the surge of coronavirus cases in North Carolina. Proof of vaccination will be required for attendance at the IBMA Business Conference, the Bluegrass Ramble Showcase Series, the 32nd Annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards, concerts at Red Hat Amphitheater for IBMA Bluegrass Live, and other IBMA World of Bluegrass events at the Raleigh Convention Center, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and various venues downtown. People will be asked to provide proof of vaccination as they check into an event, and the vaccinated will be provided with a wristband to wear at all events. Ticket holders who change their minds based on the new protocols can choose to request a refund on the World of Bluegrass website. Those who wish to attend virtually will have options. They're saying the select content, including conference sessions and music performances, will be streamed. Details on virtual tickets will be announced soon. Also on the list event with COVID restrictions, as we've mentioned, when the Killers play at Red Hat Amphitheater September 27th, every fan ages 12 and up who is eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccine must show proof of full vaccination. Maroon 5 is also requiring attendees at their September 15th show at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek in Raleigh to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. Fans at both concerts are encouraged to wear masks throughout the event. All right, we're going to talk about the schedule at the Ritz at Lincoln Theater and Poor House Music Hall. Once again, it is strongly recommended that you contact the club before going to find out what the latest restrictions might be. We'll start off with the Ritz, of course, on Industrial Drive. For information, call 919-424-1400 or go online at ritzraleigh.com. Most shows at the Ritz are at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, September 2nd, Incubus at 9. Friday, September 3rd, Zoe. Tuesday, September 14th, Jack Harlow, Creme de la Creme Tour at 8:30. Friday, September 17th, Dashboard Confessional Unplugged Tour. That show starts at 7:30. Monday, September 20th, Phoebe Bridges. Tuesday, September 21st, Leveler, 10-year anniversary tour. Concert starts at 7. Wednesday, September 22nd, Skillet, the Aftermath Tour. Saturday, September 25th, Band of Horses. Wednesday, September 29th, Flogging Molly at 6:30. Thursday, September 30th, it's Moneybag Yo. Friday, October 8th, Thievery Corporation, the Outer National Tour at 8:30. Sunday, October 10th, Simple Plan, Newfound Glory, Pop Punk Still Not Dead Tour. That starts at 7:30. Monday, October 11th, Johnny Swim, the Johnny Swim Show. Wednesday, October 13th, Future Islands. And then Friday, October 15th, Mon Laferte, U.S. Tour 2021. All right, Lincoln Theater, East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, and the phone number for the latest information regarding the club, 919-821-4111. Thursday, August 26, Boogie T with Space Wizard at 9. The Nantucket show that was scheduled for Friday, August 27th, has been canceled. Saturday, August 28th, Trey Lewis at 8:30. Friday, September 3rd, Todd Snyder at 8. Saturday, September 4th, Night Train, which is a Guns N' Roses experience, with La Maybe at 8:30. Monday, September 6th, Charlie Crockett at 8. Friday, September 10th, Mustache the Band, world's most powerful 90s country party band. That concert starts at 9. Saturday, September 11th, Hopscotch Day Party. That's from noon to 5. Also, Saturday, September 11th, Mo Lauda and the Humble with Little Bird at 9 o'clock. Tuesday, September 14th, Young Blues Moon Boy Tour at 8. Thursday, September 16th, Future Birds with Arson Daly at 8:30. Friday, September 17th, Love Tribe Reunion Show with Your Mama's New Boyfriend at 8 o'clock. Saturday, September 18th, One Love Roots Reggae Fest featuring Julian Marley at 6. Thursday, September 23rd, The Steel Woods with Jive Mother Mary at 8. And then Saturday, September 25th, it's Cherub at night. No, at 9. Some days. Poorhouse Music Hall, South Blunt Street in Raleigh. The phone number for information, 919-821-1120. Most shows start at 9 o'clock unless noted. Wednesday, August 25th, Echo Nest with Colin Fills and Gray Young at 8. Thursday, October 26th, Pressing Strings. Friday, August 27th, Cooper Allen. Saturday, August 28th, The Girls with Thirsty Curses and Beechwood. Sunday, August 29th, 6 bands every Sunday for all ages. Starts at 2 and it's free. Monday, August 30th, Coast to Coast Live Showcase. Tuesday, August 31st, Joe Troop of Shea Appalachia at 8. Wednesday, September 1st, Electric Kiff. Thursday, that was Wednesday, September 1st. Thursday, September 2nd, The Atomic Bitchwax with Rebelmatic. Friday, September 3rd, Matt Southern and Lost Gold album release party with Milk Breath. Saturday, September 4th, Blatant Disarray with Stone Whiskey and Nightmare. Sunday, September 5th, again, 6 bands on tap for Sunday afternoon. This is for all ages. It starts at 2, and it's free. Up next, Monday, September 6th, A Family Affair with V Dollar and Spaceman Stew. Now, I said V Dollar, and that's a guess for me because it's the capital letter V and then the dollar sign. So, I don't know. V Dollar. Wednesday, September 8th, An Evening with Eric Lindell and the Natural Mystics, and that starts at 8 o'clock. Thursday, September 9th, Hopscotch Day Party at 1. It's free. Thursday, September 9th, again, Arson Daly with Evolfo, Ghost Blonde, and Babe Club. That all starts at 8. Friday, September 10th, another Hopscotch Day Party, 1 o'clock. And it's free. Friday, September 10th, Consider the Source with Jonathan Scales for Chestra. Let's start that again with Jonathan Scales for Chestra and Zephranthus. Saturday, September 11th, again, Hopscotch Day Party, this one at 12, and it's free. Saturday, September 11th, The Night Show, Zach Mexico with Junior Astronomers, Chew, and Youth League starting at 8 o'clock. Sunday, September 12th, another Hopscotch Day After Party. This is at 1 o'clock, and it's free. Monday, September 13th, 7th Annual Raleigh Day Pre-Show at 8 o'clock. And Tuesday, September 14th, America Part 2. And we'll wrap up the schedule for Poorhouse Music Hall for Wednesday, September 15th. Quiet Hollers, plus She Returns for More with Katie Gillen and The Drive. And that all starts at 8 o'clock. Okay, A Day Out with Thomas is returning to the North Carolina Transportation Museum in Spencer. This very popular event for fans of all things Thomas the Tank Engine is scheduled for September 24th through the 26th, and then again October 1st to October 3rd. According to the museum's website, the event includes a 25-minute ride aboard a real train with Thomas. Capacity will be limited, however, and advance tickets are encouraged. A Percy train will also be on site, running on the same schedule as the Thomas train. Visitors can add on tickets to ride with Percy, too. Just know that they are extremely limited, according to the website, which is nctransportationmuseum.org, and then scroll down the page for information on Thomas the Train. Tweetsie Railroad in Blowing Rock events are back, and the amusement park has activities planned through the end of the year. Railroad Heritage Weekend is August 28th and 29th. There's a ghost train Friday and Saturday nights, September 24th through October 30th. For more information, check out their website at tweetsie.com. All right, Raleigh Little Theater's 2021 and 2022 season. Thursday, September 9th, it's Movies in the Garden and the movie Dreamgirls. September 17th through October 3rd, The Velocity of Autumn. This comedy swirls around Alexandra, an 80-year-old artist, in a showdown with her family over where she'll spend her remaining years. In Alexandra's corner are her wit, her volcanic passion, and the fact that she's barricaded herself in her Brooklyn brownstone with enough Molotov cocktails to take out the block. But her children have their own secret. A strange son, Chris, who returns after 20 years, crawls through Alexandra's second-floor window and becomes the family's unlikely mediator. October 23rd through the 31st, Elephant and Piggy's We Are in a Play. February 4th through the 20th next year, Pride and Prejudice. March 18th through the 27th, Junie B. Jones is Not a Crook. And June 3rd through the 19th next year, In the Heights. It's a musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda. All right, Saturday, September 11th, we've got Peak Fest coming up in Apex. Celebrate the peak of good living at Peak Fest, usually held the first Saturday in May, but it was moved to September this year because of COVID. The festival is from 9 to 5 on Salem Street in a historic downtown Apex. It's free and open to the public. Holly Springs Cultural Center, Friday, September 3rd, Summer at the Springs presents Runyon's Funyuns, a party band for your dancing pleasure. They cover five decades of hit music. That's from 6 to 9. They've got some movies coming up at the Cultural Center. Excited to bring G and PG-rated movies to the community most Wednesday mornings. It will be a child-friendly environment with brighter house lights and a sound level with little ones' ears in mind. Coming up September 8th, Secret Life of Pets. September 15th, Home. September 22nd, The Princess and the Frog. And September 29th, it is Despicable Me. Then September 18th, they've got Here Comes the Sun. It will be held at 7:30 at Ting Park, another Ting Park event on Friday, October 8th. Violet Bell with the Barefoot Movement. Two events coming up at Garner Performing Arts Center. Friday, September 10th, it is Julian Vaughn. A dynamic lead bass player, bassist Julian Vaughn, has made an international name for himself since 2010 as a bassist in smooth jazz. Saturday, October 9th at Garner Performing Arts Center, Tony Howard's Motown and Elvis Review. Experience a Las Vegas-style show with tributes to The Temptations, Aretha Franklin, Tina Turner, Whitney Houston, and special guests, Raleigh's own Candy Jones and Katina Roseman. That starts at 7 o'clock. They have an upcoming event in Cary for Cary Live, Saturday, September 11th, with Dan Rodriguez. Don't forget about Cary's Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival. That is Saturday and Sunday, August 28th and 29th. It is at the Cary Town Hall campus. And just found out today that Garth Brooks has again canceled his stadium tour. It was set for September 25th, but that is not going to happen. And then we've got James Taylor and his all-star band has just scheduled a visit to the Greensboro Coliseum. Again, Friday, November 19th. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.